ABC Southeast.
Part of life in the Yorubadella through 103.5 FM.
Traditional Aboriginal ways of land management are being adopted by Yorubadella Shire Council and turning heads in the process. The slasher has now been banned from mowing three native grasslands between Kyanga and Dalmeny. Fire is instead being used to manage and restore the landscape. The work has been recognised by the Nature Conservation Council's Bushfire Conference in Sydney. Tom Dexter from Yorubadella Shire Council detailed the local experience in front of over 200 delegates.
Okay, so this project's fairly unique in that it's dealing with a Semeter grass headland endangered ecological community. These are quite widespread. They occur right from the north coast right through to the southeast bioregion. However, they're in decline, and without active management, they tend to shrub over, which is actually one of the key threats. So I guess what we've identified is between Kyanga and Dalmeny, we have three validated Semeter grass headlands. Semeter's kangaroo grass, by the way.
Right. Oh, good. That was my next question.
I just remembered I should probably clarify that. So we have three of these headlands occurring between Dalmeny and Kyanga. And the reason they're unique is that they're inherently tied to Indigenous burning practices. It's generally accepted that they came about from Indigenous burning practices in the first place. Mm-hmm. And they were burnt regularly, on perhaps even on an annual basis. So what we've essentially done is we've returned it to this annual burning. Prior to this, it was slashed by council,
right,
which was great because that kept the shrubs from invading the grassland. However, there were a number of issues with slashing. It spreads weed throughout the grassland, so you get exotic grasses through it.
Really interesting that the original inhabitants of these headlands created the environment that's there now through burning practices that must date back hundreds, thousands of years, and that's still evident today.
Exactly right. And floristically speaking, of course, Australia has been shaped by fire, and there's been a big shift in the way, obviously, since European settlement, that land has been managed generally, and that's part of what this fire conference was about, talking about how we look into the future, how we're going to put fire back into the landscape. The council has been quite progressive in allowing this, because this is a fairly pioneering type project, to actually go ahead and implement these annual burns. And there's been a lot of interest further afield. Coffs Harbour and Ballina initially, but yesterday there was interest from all over the place, including the Great Lakes and Sydney and further south. So it looks as though this will be the start of something really great.
How long have council been taking this approach to these three headlands between Dalmeny and Kyanga? How many burns have they had under this new regime?
Look, we've had two annual burns. Mm-hmm. The slashes were called off in 2011, and there was a period of time where we had to, I guess you could say, jump through the hoops. 2013, 2014, we had two annual burns, and this year also we'll do the third one.
Okay. And what changes have you seen since the slashing was stopped and the burning started? Have you started to see a change yet?
Look, we have. We've had professional botanist Jackie Miles involved from the beginning, and she's got a heavyweight. And what we've found is some quite remarkable findings. First of all, it was never done as a weed control mechanism. It was done as just management. But what we did find was, because of the timing of the burn, we timed it for August, so the grassland would not remain open over winter. So we timed it for August. We burnt it. And it coincided with the annual exotic grasses feeding cycle. So it virtually knocked out a lot of quaking grass and rat-tail fescue. So that was a really welcome finding, first of all. So it actually did end up being a bit of a serendipitous
weed control measure, yes.
Yeah, weed control measure.
Yeah.
The other thing we found was a number of natives started becoming more abundant, and one particular we were really happy with, which is Polygala japonica. That's a key indicator species for that vegetation part. Started popping up in a number of the quadrats, so we were really quite happy with that. Most compelling find, however, was it killed shrub seedlings. So Banksia integrifolia, which tends to invade these grasslands quite quickly, even though it's a native species, that's one of the key threats, is Banksia integrifolia getting into the grassland. They were killed, so we were really happy about that, so it remains a grassland.
Why do you think Aboriginal people would have burned these three headlands? What would have been their reason for burning them?
Look, there's a lot of reasons. Communication along the coastline, particularly that area. I was told yesterday by a local that the sight line to Montague Island and there's sight lines to Wreck Bay, which is something I'd certainly like to learn more about.
Yeah.
Rituals and camping and hunting. And because they were on the coastline, they were occupied for a lot of the year, so they had direct contact with the Indigenous people of the past. And we certainly would like to welcome more Indigenous involvement in the future.
You lead me to my next question. I was wondering whether local Indigenous people had been a part of the burns to date and whether there were plans to make that so in the future.
I've spoken to some of the elders around the place, and more on an informal basis, just gathering information. What I would like to do in the future is actually get Indigenous people involved, local Aboriginal people involved in actually doing the burns somehow. That's something I'm going to look into for this August and hopefully into the future too, so gaining more and more involvement.
What about other places in the Yorra Badala? Are you considering this sort of fire management in other places?
There's been a recent burn on Jamieson's Point, which is just south of Potato Point, because we work quite closely with the national parks, I guess.
And yes.
They've seen the results we're getting. And so that's locally speaking. But further afield, there's one lined up near Foster. There's Bald Head.
Tom Dexter, this is really interesting. I appreciate the time with you working through it and learning about it. Thank you for your time.
No problem, Ian. Have a good morning.
Tom Dexter there from Yorra Badala Shire Council. Council picking up traditional ways using bushfire to manage three native grass headlands between Kyanga and Dalmeny.
Local news, local weather. Breakfast with Ian Campbell on ABC Southeast.